This is an original film made in 1934 showing Rife's lab and the isolating of the cancer virus. This is Royal Raymond Rife standing outside the front door of his laboratory. When Rife isolated the cancer virus in 1931, he took an unulcerated human breast mass from the Paradise Valley Sanitarium and Hospital, donated by Dr. R. T. Hammer, who was the assistant superintendent. Portions of this tumor were cut out and filtered through a triple-aught porcelain Birkfeld filter, which gave about 10 micron filtration. The virus could readily pass through a filter of this degree of tolerance. The test tubes that are shown here were irradiated for 24 hours with argon gas. This irradiation caused the virus to become virulent. Rife could then grow tumors in weeks instead of months. The argon gas ionized the virus, and to counter this, the test tubes were placed in a 2-inch water vacuum and heated at near-body temperature for 24 hours. This method of ionization and oxidation brought the chemical refraction of BX out of the ultraviolet and into the visible band of the spectrum. Everything was flamed for sterilization, even the cotton was sterilized. All solutions were also sterilized. Every time one test tube disappears, it means there's an elapsed time period of 24 hours. These are some of the experimental animals in the basement. Rife had over 1,000 animals, including guinea pigs, but most were albino rats. Rife had about 12 men who worked in his laboratory to keep everything clean and sterilized and to assist him in his work.